Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, so let's get Shannon on here. So she's dating a dude relatively, not for a whole long time, but he's a dad and he's got kids in another state. And she's wondering, how do I handle Father's Day with this dude if I've never even met his kids? And we've only been hanging out for a couple of weeks. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Good morning. What's going on?
Oh, so I'm in a little bit of a dilemma. I've been dating a guy, and it's only been about 3 weeks. But, you know, I've always kind of been a sappy, romantic person. He's got two kids, and as you guys know, Father's Day is coming up. But he isn't going to be visiting them for Father's Day. So I feel so bad that he can't see them because the kids are going to be with the mom, so she has them during the Father's Day. So I don't know. I just am trying to put myself in his shoes. I'm trying to feel like, you know, how would I feel as a father? So I kind of want to go all out for him.
What's all out mean?
Yeah, after 3 weeks of dating, when you say all out, what do you want to plan?
Well, I kind of want to make him breakfast and, you know, go do all his favorite things for the day, get him some coupons, you know, to do all of his favorite activities, make him feel special, you know, take him out to a nice dinner, buy him a gift.
You're going to buy him a gift for Father's Day, even though you've never met his kids and you all do not have children together.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't get to spend any time with them. That's got to feel awful that you don't even get to see your kids and your father.
Let me save you a lot of time and a lot of money. Just get him a card.
Yep,
that's all. Especially because you guys are still in this part of dating where you're still trying to figure each other out. And even though I think that your heart is really in the right place here, I think if you go too far over the top, you could spook the dude.
You're coming on too strong.
Yeah.
I think a card and some words of how you feel about like the situation and him being in the situation he's in, like you just explained to us, would be more than great.
As a dad that went sometime, where I was single also, if I was dating somebody and they asked me about my kids or asked me to see like photos of the kids or share their experience, that I would really like. I'd love to talk to you about my kids and our experiences together. But as far as like going over the top, don't you think it's too early?
Yeah, Shannon, I think you're coming from a really good place. You obviously really care about this guy and I think he would appreciate that. But don't let this one holiday disrupt the natural pace of your relationship. I think if you guys want to go out to dinner, that's fine, but don't plan like a whole itinerary. That's going to spook him.
I think we're all on the same page here. Less is more.
I don't know. I mean, do people really like cards? You know,
I do.
I just feel like if someone gave me a card, I'd be like, okay, now what?
It's been 3 weeks. It's been 3 weeks. If it was 3 years, then I think you got something.
All right, so I know Shannon's got herself a dilemma, but I'm going to be honest with you guys. I also have myself one. Jimmy and I went to Target, and I got Bart Father's Day cards a couple weeks ago. Got him one for me, got him one from the dogs, and Jimmy even picked out this cute little pickle card, right? It had a pickle on it, and that's what he wanted. But I did this weeks ago. I came home, I hid the cards, so Bart wouldn't find them. I have no idea where those damn cards are.
You forgot from yourself.
I can't find them to save my life. Finally, I got to the point where I asked my own husband, the own father of my child. I'm like, have you seen a Target bag with your Father's Day cards in it? I have no idea where the SOBs went.
That's the comfort of having a long-term relationship like that, where you could go to your husband and go, I lost your cards.
Yes.
But I assure you, here's the receipt.
They're here somewhere.
They are somewhere in the house. I have no idea. And I just want to give him the pickle card that Jimmy picked out.
All right, now they've been with each other for a long time, Shannon, so three cards, that is acceptable. I think just a card, I hear you like, reluctant to our advice. Like, I just don't think it's enough, guys. I'm telling you, I think Abby has said this over and over and over again, and I'm really starting to buy into your theory of, like, there's a natural pace to dating, and this goes against that.
Yeah, 100%. You're totally going to disrupt what is already feeling like it's a good relationship. Don't mess things up. You don't want to lose them.
Could you also look
at
I
can't just, like, take him out for, like, breakfast?
Yes,
or,
that's cool.
Nothing's wrong with that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's cool.
Maybe another gift. I feel
Why you keep going?
Yeah. Stop all your head.
And I don't know if this would be the same for dads, but if I were a mom and I wasn't able to spend Mother's Day with my kids because my ex had them, that would be very painful for me, and I wouldn't want a whole day of celebration without them.
Oh, that's a good point,
too. It would be like twisting the knife a little bit, and the whole time we were doing it, I would feel so sad because I'm like, I should be doing this with my kids. No, nobody cares about me. I mean, you do, obviously, but I would be sitting here being like, oh, my brand new relationship is the only person who cares about me on Father's Day. I feel like crap.
Or another option, give him a card. And then take some of the photos that he has with his kids and then Photoshop yourself into those pictures as though you are the mother, I think. And you guys have been celebrating all these times together, I think would be really appropriate also.
That's a joke. Don't do
that. He's kidding, Shannon. He's kidding.
She's going to put,
am I?
she was on Amazon. She's like, you know what? That sounds great.
Err on the side of conservative, okay?
All right. I mean, I might still do a little something, but it's mainly because I feel like I don't want to feel alone.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you called for our advice. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. Why call?
I don't know.
Why are you calling?
Yeah.
You're going to do what you're going to do. Why are you calling? She owes us something for that 6 minutes.
I know.
She's not taking her
She's coming over to my house today and finding my cards.
Right. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.